fire dogs or dog irons. Did you ever hear that?
I guess there were, but I don't recall that ever. In fact, I doubt if they called them Amanda House. I don't know what they called them. It's been a long time ago.
You know, if you build a fire, a wood fire now, you might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and maybe it would burn all night long.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Yeah.
Do you remember what that was called?
They call that the backlog.
Okay. What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Oh, my goodness. It just poured out into the air and settled on the roof, some of it, and on the lawn. And my goodness, I remember one time a lot of swallows came down the chimney of my mother's bedroom. There was no fire in it. Mm-hmm. It was mild weather, but it was lined with soot. And all those countless wings beating like that, a large fan-shaped deposit of soot stretched out all the way from the fireplace 5 feet into the room. I remember what a time we had getting that mass of soot up.
Tell me some about, talking about furniture in a house. The thing that I'm sitting in now, you'd call this thing a...
They really didn't have that exact type. Much of it was made of walnut, which is now quite scarce. Mighty pretty wood, too. Most of it is made of walnut. And not so much oak as you see now. More oak now because the walnut trees were attacked by some sort of worm or insect or something. And there just isn't as much walnut as there used to be, which is also true of chestnuts. If the chestnut trees were ever used for furniture, I do not remember them. But I remember nearly all furniture, including wardrobes, was walnut.
Well, what different furniture did you have in your living room?
We'd have rocking chairs and perhaps a big reclining chair with a footstool. Mostly that's it. The dining table was often walnut, and the chairs walnut.
What about something longer, longer piece of furniture that two or three people could sit on?
Sofa. Oh, I'm about to forget the sofas. Oh, yes, we had those. But some of them were made of rosewood. The better pieces of furniture, more expensive. And you still see some of them. People are taking care of them, had them reupholstered, and a great many of them are still in existence and in use. But they've had to be reupholstered two or three times, maybe.
Were there different names for sofas or something similar to a sofa? Or
now, let's see. Settee.
What was that like?
Mostly it was just a different name for a porch, for a sofa. And sometimes it'd be what they call a lounge. It had no arms, no back. It sloped up somewhat at one end. And if a person stretched out on it, that would serve somewhat in the nature of a pillow.
What did you have besides, you had the